I don't know about you, but many times my prayers are not with loud cries. They're not with tears flowing. They're not with crying out and to God, although there have been those moments. I'm sure that you have had dark nights of the soul, as I have. Most of my prayers are very quiet. Sometimes I don't say a word. Sometimes I'm just still. Be still and know that God is God. Most of the time I'm with my coffee cup and my kitty cat, and I'm sitting there on my sofa or on the back deck, listening, praying quietly, as many of you do. But there was a time a couple of years ago where I was going through a very, very difficult time in my ministry. And Pat knows there were some loud cries. There were some tears. There was some anguish. There was some fear. All kinds of things. And I lifted those things up to God, because God knows our hearts and God wants to hear from us. And if Jesus would cry out to God, if Jesus shed tears in prayer, if Jesus cried out to God, then it's okay for us to do that as well. Jesus knows all about our troubles. Jesus has been there and done that. The Bible tells us in this passage that he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, and was designated by God to be high priest. High priest in the order of Melchizedek. Now, I think we all have a general understanding of the role of a priest. Now, we don't call them priests in the United Methodist tradition or in Protestants, although I think the Episcopalians still call their pastors or ministers priests. But typically, you think of a Catholic priest, you think of the collar, you think of the robes and the stoles and all of that. What is a priest? A priest is one who represents the people to God and God to the people, kind of an intermediary, if you will. A priest is one who is in full-time ministry, ordained or not, that or lay, that represents God to offer prayers for the people, to interpret God's word, to be there for people, to represent the church in the community, to represent the congregation when someone is sick. I told someone the other day, I wish I could bring the whole congregation to your bedside and pray for you. But I represent the people of Bethel to you. I represent God's love to you. A priest is one who celebrates the sacraments, who breaks the bread, who offers the cup, who baptizes the children and the adults, offering the ordinances and the sacraments of God. That is what an earthly priest does. But we also got to remember that earthly priests have clay feet. Earthly priests are sinners too. Earthly priests are forgiven sinners and are subject to fall, as we all know. Pastors, clergy, priests, ministers, whatever you want to call them. Ah, but we have a great high priest who is perfect. A priest in the order of Melchizedek. As I explained to the children, Melchizedek goes, the name Melchizedek, priest Melchizedek, goes all the way back to Genesis 14. He was a priest king of the time of Abraham. And when Abraham won a great victory, he brought the spoils, 10%. That's where we get the tithe, by the way. He brought 10% of the spoils to the priest Melchizedek to offer to the church, to offer to God as a gift out of gratitude for the victory. And what does Melchizedek do? Melchizedek offers Abraham bread and wine. Where do we hear about bread and wine? Through Jesus in the institution of the Lord's Supper. The Bible says that Jesus is a priest in the order of Melchizedek. We have a great high priest, folks, that understands. We don't have a high priest that is aloof and disconnected and holier than thou. We have a high priest who is without sin. We have a high priest that has a direct connection with God. We don't have to go through the pastor or the minister or the priest, the father or whatever. We can go directly to the great high priest in Jesus Christ. Amen. We have a direct line with him. In fact, the Bible even teaches us that we ourselves are priests. Have you ever heard of the priesthood of all believers? In a sense, we are all priests because we have that access to God ourselves. We don't have to go through an intermediary, but our ultimate intermediary is Jesus Christ, who the Bible, my Bible tells me that he is seated at the right hand of the Father to make intercession for all of us. Therefore, we can go to God at any time through Jesus Christ. And I can picture people as they pray, as my prayers go up. My prayers are to Jesus, in Jesus' name. And Jesus takes those prayers and he lifts them up to God with love and genuine concern for his people. So I ask you today, what dark night of the soul are you going through right now? What burdens are you bearing? What difficulties are you carrying around? What pain? Maybe you're anxious about many things. Maybe there's a difficult person at work that you're having trouble with. Maybe you're facing test results. Maybe you're battling cancer. Maybe you have a troubled teenager in your household. Maybe you need direction for a decision that you've got to make. Maybe you're facing death itself with a terminal disease. No matter what you are dealing with, my friends, you have a Savior that knows. You have a high priest that can relate to you. Why? How? Because Jesus suffered more than we can ever imagine. And if Jesus suffered, we can expect to suffer in this life as well. But the good news is that God cares for you, God loves you, and Jesus understands because Jesus suffered also. Take a good look at Jesus. Take a good look at that image of Jesus. When we are going through a difficult time, if we're going through all of this, know that you have a Savior that understands. We have all those wonderful hymns to remind us, don't we? Hymns like "Trust and Obey," for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus than to trust and obey. We have hymns like "Leaning on the Everlasting Arms." Leaning, leaning. We have hymns like "Precious Lord, Take My Hand." Jesus wants to take your hand and walk through the valley of the shadow of death with you, whatever that valley may be. I always say, wherever there's a valley, there's also a mountaintop. And you walk through the valley, you don't stay there with Jesus. Grace greater than my sin. I don't care what your sin is, God's grace is greater than that sin. God's undeserved, unmerited favor. Jesus knows all about our troubles. That's a phrase from a hymn I can't remember the title to, but that's in there. Jesus knows all about our troubles. And, of course, take it to the Lord in prayer. If you've got a difficult issue, if you've got an illness, if you've got something that's bearing on your mind and worrying you to death, take the Bible's advice and take it to the Lord in prayer. Remember, Jesus died for you. Jesus took your place. Remember from last week's story? Jesus took your place. Jesus died to give you hope in this life, but also the hope of eternal life in the next. That is our hope. That is our promise from God. In closing, I just want to say one thing I hope you'll remember. We do not serve a stained glass Jesus, an image in Boston laid out in pretty colors. We serve a Savior who's been there and done that, who has suffered, who has died, but has risen to give us the hope of new life. We have a Savior that understands our difficulties. We worship a Jesus who went to hell and back for our sake, to set the captives free. We have a Savior that shed blood, sweat, and tears for you and for me. We serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. We serve a risen Savior who was betrayed and deserted by his friends, but he still loves us. We have a Savior that loves us like no other. And I think if he can do that, he can take care of all of our problems if we'll just trust and turn it over to him. Let go and let God be God. You don't worship a stained glass Savior. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your message. Lord, sometimes they're very challenging, but this one today is very clear to understand, at least to me, that we have a Savior that loves us and cares for us and has given us the gift of prayer. So Lord, help us to lean more on you, to trust Jesus, to see him as our great high priest, to take all of our troubles to the foot of the cross. We love you, Lord. We thank you. And we praise you for this day in your church. And all God's people said, Amen. Amen.